Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, isn't it cool how some members of our community call to give us their thoughts on music whenever it crosses their mind? I mean, even if they're on a walk or in their car?
Giving thoughts on music from a car. I love that. And I just thought of something.
All right, Patrick, we love the new music episodes. We are going to close out the September series today, all right?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
And what we're going to do, I think we had two callers each of the past 2 days, and now it's going to be kind of a lightning round roundup here. We have, Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five calls to get to, but they're not as long as those other ones. So I think we can get through them all today.
Yeah.
But, you know, just letting people know, you're going to get a lot of new music recommendations in today's episode.
Get your pens and pencils ready to note down these new albums.
In fact, we should charge double for this episode.
That's right.
That's how much.
It's doubly free.
That's right. Okay, so the show is called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're going to first visit here with Jesse from San Antonio. He's going to give his new music picks from September.
Hey, good morning, Jim, Patrick. Interns and faithful community of Rock in the Suburbs. This is Jesse from San Antonio. It's the last day of September. I was giving y'all a call just to tell y'all about some new music, but just really quickly, last month y'all made a reference to, hey, Jesse always sounds like he's in the car listening to something, driving, and I wanted to let y'all know, normally I am. I've been trying to support a lot of the craft breweries down in Texas. So typically I'm on a little road trip to do a beer run, so to speak. Something always comes on, makes me think of, hey, I think everybody wants to hear it. So I give you a shout, let you know what's going on. So, hey, Jim, Patrick, you are definitely right. I'm always in the car doing something. First, I wanted to tell you about a band by the name of Pillow Queens. I don't know much about them. I'll be honest with you. I was doing a little bit of research on them. But they have an album that came out called In Waiting. And there's a really good song on there. It's called Handsome Wife. All I know about the band is that they're a quartet out of Ireland, but sounds really good. And then secondly, I know that, we always talk about covers. I'm not sure exactly when this particular cover came out, but, Waxahachie, Bedwan, and Hooray for the Riff Raff had a collaboration where they did a cover of, Big Star. The cover of Big Star was, 13. And absolutely beautiful. I absolutely enjoyed it. Give it a listen. Tell me what y'all think, all right? Have a good one. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. Great to hear from Jesse. Great to know that he's supporting the local community, right? The local merchants.
Yep. And that may have been me being a smart aleck saying he's always in his car, but that's what we want people to do. And that's why if I said it, that's what I meant is like, if you think of it, wherever you are, let us know. Just pick up the phone and give us a call and let us know what that new music is. I love that Jesse's doing that. And of course, supporting the brewery and being a valuable part of our community. So thank you, man. And, hang in there, stay safe and, keep calling every week, every time you get a thought, give us a call.
in my mind, I picture that he has one of those old like car phones that was like mounted in between the, the seats or right under the dash or whatever. Right.
That's
you
right.
Pick that up. Yeah.
The dial was on the back of it.
You just on the back of the thing. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start here with Pillow Queens. The song is Handsome Wife.
We'll be right back.
love that riff. That's awesome,
man. Fabulous. I don't know how they got that instrumental backing going there, but that was really intriguing. I like that a lot.
That's cool. That one guitar that was playing that riff sort of had like kind of this honking sound almost to it. And then there was like a fuzz guitar underneath that.
So cool.
Really cool. And so then cool. Do you like a band that sort of like sings in harmony through the whole song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like those mass vocals that always sound and seem to come off really cool. That was great.
Great.
Pillow Queens.
The band is Pillow Queens. It looks like this is their debut album. They had a couple of EPs before, but this is it. You know, this is their big break.
I'm on this show. They're over the top now. Yeah. Straight to the top.
Yep. Okay, real quickly, let's do this cover song here. Have you heard this cover of 13?
I have not, but I'm excited about it.
And I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painting black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside where it's okay. And I'll shake.
Beautiful. I mean, it's a beautiful song to start.
Yeah.
And then when you put those three artists on it, you know, it's sublime.
Totally amazing. And at the risk of you smacking me in the face virtually, I will say you guys all got to go watch the movie Blaze on Netflix about Blaze Foley. But in that movie is Linda Segarra plays.
Oh, really?
And she's fabulous. She's in a scene with Kris Kristofferson. So definitely got to check that out.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Yep. She's great. She's fantastic. Okay. Let's see. Who do we have next here? We have Harris.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. Hey, interns. It is now October, and I'm calling about the new music from September. A couple of albums really stood out to me. The first one is from Joshua Burnside. He's from Northern Ireland, and his album, Into the Depths of Hell, is really very good. Amazing, almost. I don't know, his style is sort of folktronica, folky. He's got a little bit of sort of the Irish thing going too, the Danny Boy thing, but it's sort of indie as well. The song War on Everything, I think the listeners here would love. So that's Joshua Burnside, and the album is Into the Depths of Hell. The second one is, I don't know, it sort of came out of nowhere. My wife first heard it, and she said, hey, if you like krautrock, you need to listen to Deyra Dorian. Deyra Dorian is the artist Angel Deyra Dorian. She used to be in Dirty Projectors, and she just put out an album last month called Find the Sun. It's neo krautrock for sure. It sounds like Can, and even the drumming on so many of the songs sounds like you're listening to Jackie Liebezeit or Klaus Dinger. The song Saturnine Night is just great. And I really, really like the song It Was Me. It's sort of, you know, it could be 1973 or it could be a hit single in 2020. Give it a listen. And I'll be listening every day. Thanks.
All right. Always great to hear from Harris. And
yes.
Man, he goes out there, man. He finds
love it.
The music for us, right?
Love it.
He's an explorer.
Yeah.
So the first one he mentioned is Joshua Burnside.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is War on Everything.
That I feel lonely when I'm with you. lonely when I'm with you. It's when you're with me, you're not with me. You're with everybody else. Killed a million things tonight. Fly to the mud in the dusty light. Just to have you to myself again. I would wage the war on everything. When we first met, it was like something from a film. You were past that on the balcony, undisturbed by the cacophony of Paris in the morning. Into the mystic blare night of a party long abandoned, save for a few true never-enders.
All right, there you go.
Cool, very cool. I think Harris said something about Folktronica. I could kind of hear a little bit of that in there. And I like that the fiddle or violin that was coming in. It almost had like a Bob Dylan Desire kind of a feel, you know, when he had Rolling Thunder Review kind of a thing, when he had those fiddle players and all those different band members. So that was very intriguing. Never heard of Joshua Burnside. So.
No. Very cool. All right. Now, this other one sounds really interesting, right?
Ah, totally. And I know of whom Harris speaks, a former member of the Dirty Projectors. So I'm very interested in this.
Dara Dorian?
Mm-hmm. Angel. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. So, but the artist name or the, whether she's solo or with a group or whatever, if you could search for it, because this was my mistake, just search for Dara Dorian.
Okay. Okay.
Without the first name. All right.
Okay. Got it.
It's like a Van Halen situation, right?
There okay. you go.
All right. All right, here we go. Or let's listen to Saturnine Night.
Okay.
All right. Do you hear the comparisons there to Krautrock?
Yeah, completely. In the pulse, hypnotic, and definitely in the drumming as well. It sounds like a track that could go on for, 17 minutes and be really excellent. But I like it. Very, very cool. I was a big fan of the early Dirty Projectors stuff, too. And very interested that she's doing that project. So I'm definitely got that on my list. Thank you, Harris, very much.
So you're going to check that out.
Absolutely. That's a check.
You mentioned another song there called It Was Me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll tease this to the listeners. If you stick around to the end of the program, we'll use that as the playout song.
Nice.
How about that? There you go.
Sounds good.
Okay. Now, let's move on to caller number 3.
Hi, Jim Patrick and the Rocking the Suburbs interns. This is Liam McIndoe with my new music picks for September. Before I get to my September new music picks, I'd like to raise a glass to Max Merritt, who passed away on the 24th of September. Max was an absolute legend and extremely important to rock and roll in New Zealand. His career began in the late 50s, but he found fame internationally in the 70s with his song Slipping Away. Do yourself a favor and give this song a listen. It's one of those songs you feel as though you've known all your life, even on the first listen. Though his career had highs and lows, which would cause many artists to call it quits, Max is all about being a musician, and it was his life's work. Max, you did good. Here's to you. My first pick is Die 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 with I Seek Misery. The band were meant to be at Electric Audio with Steve Albini recording the 7th album, but COVID changed that. So this single was recorded at Neil Finn's Roundhead Studios in Auckland. It harkens back to the earlier albums with a mix of post-rock and shoegaze. My second pick is Kill or Be Killed with Deconstructing Self-Destruction. My favourite band since 1994 has been Brazilian band Sepultura. Max Cavalera, the former vocalist of that band, is part of Kill or Be Killed, along with Greg Caputo, formerly of Dillinger Escape Plan, Troy Sanders of Mastodon, and Ben Keller of Converge. The first album was released in 2014, and I absolutely love that album. This track is from the forthcoming album, Reluctant Hero. It's a driving track with big melodies and a huge chorus, with the band's three vocalists all featured here. This song is chock full of energy, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the album. Finally is Our Angel Polygon by Cobalt Chapel. The sound is a mix of psych, English folk, with analog synths, organs, and choral vocals. I absolutely love their first album, so it's great to get new music from this band. Well, that's all from me, and I hope everyone is safe and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
All right, always great to hear from Liam.
Yeah, so happy that he's part of our community, and man, he's got some really, really interesting taste. I'm really excited to hear these tracks.
Okay. Well, let's take it from the top here. First is Die, Die, Die with I Seek Misery. All right, are you familiar with this band?
No, I'm not. I like the sound of that a lot. I really did. It's got classic punk energy and a little post-punk about it, you know, as well. It kind of ticks the aesthetic boxes for me.
This sounds like something you'd really be into. I mean, it's awesome. But it says here they recorded their debut album in 2005 with Steve Albini. You know, you can hear that kind of a
totally
aesthetic still going on. They're out of New Zealand and really cool. So
very cool. Yeah, very, very cool. Definitely sounds like they listened to a lot of the records that I grew up listening to in the 80s and 90s. Yeah, for sure.
Totally. Okay, next up is Kill or Be Killed, Deconstructing Self-Destruction.
Nice.
All right, man, that is that's what I would like to call like muscular rock, right?
Definitely. Well said, Jim. Yeah. And I got to say, it's probably a little more, I don't want to say mainstream because it's definitely not mainstream, but I'm a little not smooth either. I don't know, but muscular. Yeah. A little more I guess, toned down than what I was expecting from the description, because, and I'll tell you this story really fast, because I know we have a lot of songs to get to, but the Greg Puciato, who was the lead singer of a band called Dillinger Escape Plan. Are you familiar with them, Jim?
No.
Years ago, I used to love Dillinger Escape Plan. They played fast and really like math rock kind of hardcore metal, you know, like a really ferocious kind of a band. And I had gotten a ticket to see them at the 9:30 club, and I was sick. I had a fever, and I was like, I'm going anyway, because I really want to see this band. I'd never seen them play. And I went, and I was so sick, and they were playing, and it was so loud and ferocious. And I started like hallucinating. I was getting really dizzy and lightheaded. But when I came out of the show, my fever was gone. I felt like 100% better. It was really bizarre.
It's medicinal.
They like pushed it out of me. It was, even the virus couldn't stand up to this incredible thing. So, you know, maybe we should be playing some Dillinger Escape Plan. You know, anytime anyone catches a fever this fall. Yep.
Yep.
So. But I liked it. I liked the Killer Be Killed.
Well,
yeah.
But I know what you're saying here too, though. When you listen to that song is actually really pretty poppy.
It's got
great melody and good hooks and stuff to it. And, even if you're not necessarily into that particular style of rock, I think you could listen to this.
Absolutely. If there still are hard rock radio stations, I don't know, the last time I turned on DC 101, it used to be a station that played hard rock or whatever. Right. This is what you should hear for sure.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Okay, and then the last one here from Liam is Cobalt Chapel. The song is Our Angel Polygon. What'd you think of that?
Cool. Kind of neo psychedelic. It was it was pretty neat. I like that. I like the sort of spectralness of the vocal mixed in with the organ. It was kind of cool. It could have been on Nuggets maybe, and I wouldn't have known the difference. It's pretty neat. Cobalt Chapel, very psychedelic name too. I liked it. Let's get a new Paisley Underground going.
To your point, I like the diversity in Liam's picks.
Totally. It's so cool. Always. Yeah. Very, very, very eclectic and always choice, man. I pretty much liked everything he's recommended.
All right. We have a couple more calls to get to today.
Okay.
Here we go with caller number 4.
Good morning, Jim and Patrick. This is Scott from Waymore, a suburb of South Kansas City, Missouri, calling with my September new releases. And this was a tough month because a lot of stuff dropped that I really like. The Blitz and Trapper album that I mentioned, that I checked a single from last month, dropped this month, and I love that. Also, Fleet Foxes, and that's one of my first picks. That is my first pick. I recommend that album. I love their harmonies. When they first entered the scene with their beard rock music, Father John Misty was in the band. John Tillman, their new album continues their wonderful harmonies. Their music is ethereal. I just love it. And maybe go with Can I Believe You? Next, Neil Young dropped a single late in the month. And Neil Young is one of my all-time favorite singers. And I listened to everything he did, even the unlistenable stuff. And it's from a live recording of the album Greendale that he did, I don't know, a decade and a half ago, which is an environmental concept. You could even call it sort of a rock opera that had mixed reviews, but I enjoyed it. He released a single called Falling From Above at the very end of the month. And, of course, I enjoy it because it's Neil Young. And finally, Bruce Springsteen's back. He has a new album coming out next month. He's released a couple of singles late in the month. Ghost is the name of the EP, or the single, and also the song Letter to You is on there. Of the two, I probably prefer Letter to You more, but it's Bruce Springsteen. I love everything he does. And thank you, Jim and Patrick, for doing this. We need this right now. And also thank you to all the wonderful interns. And keep rocking. Keep listening every day, just not necessarily in order. Thank you.
All right. Our thanks to Scott.
Thanks, Scott. Good to hear from him again. I love that he's calling in regularly with his picks. It's great.
Yep. And Scott, I know you're not listening in order, but perhaps you should check out our interview with Eric Early. Early from Blitz and Trapper. We have that up there, so I think that will interest you.
Totally.
Okay, so I'm going to hold off on the Fleet Foxes because that comes up in our next call. All right,
okay.
So
mm-hmm.
Let's just press pause on that for a moment.
Okay.
He mentions a Neil Young, Falling From Above. That's a new live track of an older song, so people can go check that out on their mm-hmm. own. Let's get to the new music, which is a new single from Bruce Springsteen.
And send it in my letter to you.
All right, there you go. Letter to You from Bruce mm-hmm. Springsteen. Had you mm-hmm. heard that before?
That's the first time I'd heard it. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you heard the new stuff? Is this with the E Street Band? Or
this is with the E Street Band. That's the title track of a new album that's coming out this month now in Rocktober.
Okay.
I don't know the exact date. I think there's a couple of advanced singles out. I had heard that. And, here's what I'll say is, he put out that album Western Stars last year, which was kind of a big project for him because it was, filled with these lush string arrangements and he was really trying to channel this kind of, 70s pop sort of sound. Right.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Big production.
Yep.
This kind of like, Los Angeles, California kind of studio sound. Right.
Yeah.
And I think there's some good stuff on there and I think it's worth listening to, but it's not what we come to expect, I guess, from Springsteen, right? And so now he comes back the next year with an album that apparently he recorded really quickly. Like it's apparently one of the most live in studio recordings that he's ever done with the E Street Band, now it's got all those characteristics, right, that you expect. It has that. The thing I like about this song in particular is, listen to it in headphones if you can. Mm-hmm. It's just got that kind of wall of sound to it where you can't pick apart the different instruments very well. It's just this kind of blur of sonics going on underneath his voice. I think, and that's because of, I think, sort of the largesse of the band and sort of the way they they kind of all play together really well, and it gets put together. And there's, you know, and the fact that it's very sort of keyboard heavy, there's a lot, you know, just, I don't know, it's just really cool. I like that. It's that, you know, Jersey Shore, I guess, you know, kind of sound that we come to expect, right?
Totally. Yeah. Just very cool.
So check that out. All right. Yeah. And I think people are very much looking forward to this new album, and
seems like it. Yeah.
And I think, you know, hopefully if it really delivers, it could be that kind of thing that, you know, helps us through hard times. That's what we want from Springsteen.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Last call here. This is a familiar voice.
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. Just calling the Suburban Party line to get in my new music for September. Well, this is Silver Lake Larry, and I wanted to pick Can I Believe You by the Fleet Foxes. They're back after a 3-year hiatus. And they surprise released an album named Shore. And I love all their music because it's got just such an ethereal, beautiful quality to it. But Can I Believe You is a little catchier of a tune than a lot of their stuff. They actually, for the background vocals, they had a few hundred Instagram followers record the background vocals and send them into the band. And really adds another element to that song. So that's it. Thanks, Patrick and Jim.
All right, there you go, Fleet Foxes.
Nice. That was very nice. I like that. That's a band I've sort of always liked, but for whatever reason, I don't necessarily, you know, I don't know a ton about when their albums come out and like what the songs are. But every time I hear something, I really like it. And so I appreciate that from Silver Lake Larry. Thank you.
So intern Matt also mentioned Fleet Foxes in his pick.
Yep.
It was a different song
That's
from
right.
the same album. And I think I said something about how it makes me think of wearing flannel shirts.
Because, yes, that's right.
Because it sounds
Scott
like winter
too.
To me. I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Scott from Kansas City as well. So
yes. But I like Fleet Foxes. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
I also like the fact that they come from Seattle and they were at one point on Sub Pop.
Yep.
And, but yet they totally do not have that Seattle Sub Pop kind of sound
no,
at all, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's an interesting vibe. And very, very cool.
They write cool stuff. So, all right. Very cool. All right. Cool. How many times can we say cool? All right. So thank cool. you. Thanks cool everyone who called in this month and gave us their picks.
Yeah,
now, the way
everyone.
We do this is if you want to get in on this for next month. So as you hear something new in October, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like what we heard from Jesse, you can just call from your car or you can call at home. You can call from your place of business. We don't care where you call from. The point is just, you know, give us a call.
Just call.
The number is 612-440-1984. Yep. And then you just leave a message and say, I heard this really cool song that was released in October. That's part of it, too.
Yeah.
It shouldn't just be new to you. It should be actually new in the month of October.
That's right.
Call us, you know, before the end of the month, and then we'll work in for the October series of new music, which will be presented in November. All right.
Absolutely. Sounds
all right.
good.
And if you'd rather, also, you can record a voice memo and email that to us. And that is rock@suburbspod.com. So do
that's
that.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if you want to comment on any of the songs you heard here, just, you know, for our own enjoyment, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and leave your comments there. It's @suburbspod. All right. All right. There's another month in the books.
Excellent. Thanks, everybody. We really appreciate it, especially those regular voices we're hearing from. Everybody who's part of this community means a lot.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. All right, let's get out of here. We have some really fun stuff planned for next week, some patron episodes we're going to get to, really cool topics. So we will do that. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Very cool.